your gift is your gift. It's yours. Amen? And you use it whenever you want. Now, didn't Paul say, though, all things are what? Acceptable? Or permissible? What was the word he used? Lawful. All things are lawful. Give me a second here. Ready? Paul said, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. Don't you know that that refers to this too? If I have a gift of healing, it's lawful for me to use it wherever I want. But it may not be expedient. God may be trying to teach that person something. And if you fit in there ahead of God, yeah, they may be healed. But it may end up justifying themselves and not learning the lesson they need. I learned that a long time ago in the deliverance ministry. I came to a young girl and she was working in a bar, and I had been witnessing to her and everything like that. And having the gift of discernment, I saw the Spirit on her and I rebuked it and cast it out. And she was delivered. And it was a great thing. 6 months later, she was working on the trail. If you were from Orlando, you know about the Orange Blossom Trail. She was working in a topless joint and selling herself on sale. The demon came back in with 7 more powerful than himself. And her last condition was worse than the first, just as Jesus said. See? I didn't use the wisdom God gave me. I was going to cast that demon out, show that demon. And it ended up, I had to learn a lesson. So it's not always expedient to act when you want to, but it's always proper to seek the Father's will. It may be my gift, and I can use it anytime I want, but if I love the Father, and I'm seeking to glorify the Father, then I'm only going to check with him before I use it. And we go back to that other thing. How about all those people that came saying, Lord, Lord? Obviously, they knew about him. Some of those were ones that had forgotten that God is the head of the whole thing. And Jesus Christ. And they tried to do it all on their own. And they forgot that. All right. Verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. Did I skip verse 9? Thank you. To another, faith by the same Spirit. This is not speaking of the faith you have to receive Christ. This is not speaking of the faith you have to believe God. This is not that faith. This is a gift of faith. Every one of us is born with faith. Every one of us is born with faith. And that faith was put in us by God to believe in Him. That's for us. Remember, these gifts profit someone else. They are profitable to others. The gift of faith is not for me to use for me. It's not so I will believe for me. You understand? The gift of faith is to help someone else who doesn't have faith. You remember when Jesus was on the transfigurized and all that kind of stuff, and Peter was up there and he came down and here's a man that brought a son to him. Said, Lord, we brought this man to your disciples, to your disciples to cast this demon out of him, and your disciples couldn't do it. Can you? What did Jesus say? He said, oh, faith in this generation, how long shall I suffer with you? Bring him here. Jesus told him, if you have faith, the man said, Lord, I have faith, but help my unbelief. Jesus said, all right, let me get my bag over here. Oh, yeah, there's that gift of faith. Okay, here. You can use it for a minute while I throw for your gift. That's what the gift of faith is for. The gift of faith is for those that believe but not come. It's quite God, that's it. And you can use that gift of faith for that person to believe the rest of the way. Huh? It's a beautiful thing. It's really neat. I remember a time a woman came to be prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We didn't know she was deaf and dumb. She could kind of talk, but, you know, like deaf people talk, you know. She came to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We realized that she was deaf. We prayed for her deafness. Prayed for her to be healed with deafness. And she started crying. She was all upset. She didn't have enough faith. God didn't love her. She didn't have enough faith. I went, whoa, 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 whoa. I had to shake her, give her attention. I said, I got the faith. I'll give you some. Huh? That woman went out of there, not only got out of the Holy Spirit, she went out hearing. That's what the gift of faith is for. It's not for you, it's for the other people. It's like you have rent due. You got $500 rent due and you only got $300 in the bank. What are you going to do? I'll give you the $200. There you go. Now you got enough money to pay your rent. Huh? That's what the gift of faith is for. To give that person the extra faith they need to get the job done. It's not for you, it's to use for them. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Remember, same Spirit. The gift of healing is for others. It's not for you, it's for others. If you have the gift of healing and you need healing, you're going to have to go to someone with the gift of healing, or you're going to have to go to the elders of the church to anoint you and pray for you. It's the way it goes. Alright? So we're going to try to hurry a little bit here. Does someone want to say where you're done here? Let's see, where am I? Now I'm on 10. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. This healing is not to be confused with Mark 16. Mark 16 is a sign. It kind of pops out of you as you go along. Mark 16, healing comes under the division, diversification of operations. God will use any believer he chooses to heal. That's Mark 16. Here, the gift of healing is a different thing. That's your ministry to heal. Huh? I have a ministry of preaching, but I also have a ministry of teaching. And a lot of other things. But I need them. See? The apostles carry all of these things because it's the apostles that go out and start from scratch, build up the church, and then give the gifts to the church. So that when you leave,
you'll love it when you do that.
So that when you leave the church, when the apostle leaves the church is able to function as though the apostle were still there. How? By the diversity of gifts and the diversity of operations. When the apostle comes in, differences of administration. See how simple that is?
really quite simple. Well, do you agree with me? Well, you did, okay. All right. So we've got healing, miracle, prophecy, discerning of spirits, divers tongues, interpretation of tongues.
What is
that? Okay, different kinds. All right, let's take just a minute now to go into that. I'm glad you said that. I was going to talk about that and got sidetracked. So we got just a few minutes here. The tongue is spoken of in Mark 16, as I told you, comes automatically with baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's yours. That's for your edification. That's for you to build up the Holy Spirit in you. That's for you to build up the faith in you. That is not for the church. It is not to be displayed in the church. Now, you very seldom ever hear me speak in tongues in church. You know why? Tell them why, Steve.
Because it's not for the church. That's a personal prayer.
But when do I pray in tongues?
When you're going to prophesy.
That's right. I don't pray in tongues out loud in church unless I know God is giving an interpretation to someone or unless He's giving it to me. See? These are the gifts to the church, for the use of the church. So, diverse kinds of tongues or different kinds of tongues is the tongues given as a gift to be used in the church, where one will speak the tongues and another will give the interpretation of the tongues. And it's a beautiful thing because those tongues will give you prophecy and they will give you the mysteries of Christ. And we'll get more into that as we go along. We're going to break all these down and see how each one works before we're done and how they operate. Alright? So, divers kind of tongues. What else? Where'd you get that? The interpretation of tongues. You know what's interesting? Let me show you how this works. I had the interpretation of tongues on a situation one time when the person speaking wasn't speaking in tongues. Figure that one out. I don't know if Terry and Kim remember this, they were kind of young, but Warren, Brother Warren, we had a service in Maryland, and Brother Warren spoke some words over me. He spoke them in Greek. I don't speak Greek. Alright? He spoke these words in Greek, and everybody heard them in Greek, and I heard plain English. I heard him speak plain English. And I said to him, what'd you say? It took me by surprise. It shocked me what he said. A few years ago, I wouldn't have had the nerve to tell you what he said. But I'm getting a little bolder now. We had a service, and I'd asked them to pray for me. And after the prayer, Brother Warren spoke in Greek, and he said these words, my Father in the Lord, my apostle, I will serve you my whole life. And it caught me by total surprise. And I said, what'd you say? Not because I didn't hear it, I couldn't believe he said it. And he looked a little embarrassed and he said, well, I just said something in Greek. And one of the others, I think Robin, said, oh, he was talking in tongues. I said, no, you said in English, and I quoted what he said, and he got the funniest look on his face. He said, yeah, you're right. That's what I said. He got caught. And so did I. But you see, it was the interpretation of tongues. And the interpretation of tongues gives the interpretation in plain language for the others to hear what was said in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Prophecy. There was a case in England. I love this one. Derek Prince was in England during the war. And they were in the Episcopal Church there, Church of England there. And this woman stood up in the middle of the church and said, "Thus saith the Lord, thou shalt leave this place immediately." And she turned around and walked out. And the priest was smart. He said, "Everybody, the Lord spoke and get out." And just as he was the last one out, just as God closed the door, he too locked it in that church. See, prophecy was to save their lives. How many preachers today would say, "Woman, shut up, you know what I'm talking about. Sit down, be quiet." Huh? And then the whole church would have been destroyed. I was reading here just recently about a little girl who was a Christian. Went to Christian school. Said, "Mommy, I had a dream last night. I had a dream. The school, I was in school today and the whole school went dark. And I was told not to go to the school." "Well, that's just a nightmare. Go to school." And it was like every one of the children died. I could get real personal. I could get real personal. I knew a man one time, the Lord woke him up and said, "Give me a call, give Richard a call." And he said, "I'll do it later." And he went back to sleep. And because he did that, some dear friends died in a fire. What good is a gift if you don't obey the Lord? Amen. I put these three on the top to show you that these, the Spirit, Jesus, God the Father, they are preeminent over all of the gifts. Understand the gifts, but don't put the gifts over these. Amen.
Amen.
We'll get into more detail tomorrow. Steve, would you close out for me?